I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Cape Cod Hydrangea Festival begins Friday, and it means some people are willing to travel from as far away as Texas and Colorado to walk through your neighbor's backyard garden. Tell us about this.
Well, hydrangeas are obviously in bloom all over the area, and that's what's going to be celebrated with 10 days of tours and other events that do start Friday. The festival is only in its third year, but it already has a big following, even from faraway states like you talked about. And there's a lot for those visitors to do, starting with 77 privately owned gardens from around the Cape are going to be open for tours at different times Friday through July 16th. And there is a schedule online, but a bonus for those tours is that each of those is connected to one of 16 local nonprofits. So the $5 visiting fees goes right to those groups. There's also going to be classes and talks about hydrangeas at Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich. And they're going to give tours of a hydrangea test garden that they now have there. And once you've done the touring and learned something, you could stop at some local restaurants to follow the festival's hydrangea-inspired cocktail trail.
Another festival this happening on Saturday in Brewster looks at the environment in a different way.
This is the Brewster Conservation Festival, and there's activities of all kinds for different ages with that conservation theme. It's happening from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday at Drummer Boy Park, and admission is free. And some of what you can do includes a puppet show by AmeriCorps volunteers. They've got Trevor the Juggler there, some weir fishing practice. A blacksmith is going to be demonstrating his craft. And there's a new hands-on shellfishing experience. And there will be talks by Bob Prescott from the Massachusetts Audubon Society and Lindsay Graff from the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy.
And at about the same time, there's a celebration of art happening in Kitiwit.
This is their 27th annual Brush Off, and it's going to include artists spreading out around Kitiwit and painting on location, and then later some silent and live art auctions, family crafts, food, and live music. That's going to be happening from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. Most of the events are going to be on the Kitiwit Village Green, and it's all organized by the Cahoon Museum of American Art. The proceeds from the day are going to benefit that museum plus local artists, and the rain day is Sunday if we have bad weather.
Beach campfires are a popular way to spend an evening this time of year, and one on Friday adds music to that experience.
The event is called Circle by the Sea, and it's going to be happening from 7 to 10 on Friday night at Sandy Neck Beach on the Barnstable Sandwich Line, which if you go there at night, you know it's a big place for campfires. Singer-songwriter Donna Hammers is going to host, and she's going to lead the circle, and they welcome performers to come and just be a part of it. They're going to provide the toasted marshmallows, because what's a campfire without toasted marshmallows? But they ask people to come and bring beach chairs, a flashlight, a piece of firewood, non-alcoholic beverages and instruments so they can be part of the music too.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.